Hey, everybody. Welcome to How To Tuesday. This week, we're going to continue our series with Captain Scott Walker as he goes through some of the settings on his electronics. He is specifically using Simrad electronics, and Scott is about as good as anyone I know for setting up these electronics for maximum performance, and it really, really, really makes a difference. We get a lot of questions on how to set up the units, how to, you know, use the right transducer, how to set the unit so that you will get the best fish mark. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Now, I'm sure Scott's going to go through some menu items. And we are filming this as well as doing it audio as usual. So if you'd like to, if you're having any kind of trouble following along with what he's talking about, this is offered video as well as audio, and that is on the Saltwater Experience YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube, search Saltwater Experience. Then on that channel, there's a little subsection for Tom Roland Podcast. That's where this will be on How To Tuesday. So Scott, I hope you're doing well today. I appreciate your time. What I want to know, we get a lot of questions about getting the right transducer setting and high chirp versus low chirp. I was wondering if you could kind of go through your unit and how you adjust all the settings when you use high chirp, when you use low chirp, and how you're adjusting all the different settings so that you can not only mark fish inshore in the shallower water, but also offshore when you're going sword fishing.
We're lucky at Ended Blue to have this boat set up with everything Simrad makes, including their chirp sonar technology. Chirp sonar is just a more intense signal that actually separates the fish from the bait. Instead of just meatballs, now you actually see the predators and the bait. But just having said that, I fish in less than 600 feet, I fish in over 600 feet. When I'm inshore snapper fishing, I'm on high chirp. And it's as simple as setting up source for high and low. So once I'm in high, I'm back out, and on frequency, I can go from chirp to old school 200, back to chirp, and back out. As soon as I head offshore, I've caught my pilchards, I'm rolling out to catch the tunas and maybe swordfish, I'm just gonna go right here to my source. When I hit 600 feet, switch it to low. It's gonna do all the settings for me, except for gain, and we'll back out. And then we're gonna work individually with our gain and color control. I like to set my gain first with auto turned off. Once you slow down and you're checking it out, I'll turn it up until it starts to bleed with too much misinformation, get it right where I want it. And then when I got it where I want it, I'll switch back over to auto, and it'll take my setting and enhance that even more. I'm on low and I'm in very shallow water now, so we'll get back out of that. We're gonna go back to our high and high chirp. And I prefer when I'm bait fishing to always preset. I like to go into advanced and turn my scroll speed up to 4, 5, or 6. See, just by speeding that up, I know quicker what's under me. It's really simple, scroll speed. And it's in advanced, and it's just, don't be afraid of the word advanced. It just has some, it'll prompt you what you want to do. I want to turn up my scroll speed to 6, and I back right out. Now see, there's a school of bait fish swimming under us right now, and they'll be gone shortly because we're not moving. When I'm looking for pilchards on grass beds, I like to see what the chirp has to offer and what my down scan has to offer. So I'm going to set up a screen for both those. How are you going to set up a screen? You're going to go to your menu page, sweep up to plus, and it's going to ask you what personal screen do you want to make? I am going to set up echo and my down scan. Slide them both over, hit save. Now, what am I doing? Now I'm shooting with two different beams of energy. I've got chirp energy, and I've got the down scan energy. It's more of a ghosty thing, but it only marks fish, and they come as little white marks. So if I'm pilchard fishing, I have them side by side, and I can tell pilchards are so on the bottom, and they really mark with the bottom. And you have to really, really tune down until you're almost not marking anything anymore. When you think you're seeing pilchards, You'll know you're seeing pilchards if you do the side by side. Anyway, that's just something I prefer to do when I'm bait fishing. I set my echo right alongside my downscan, but that's exactly how you want to set up your inshore sounder. And for offshore, I leave my scrolls at 6 at all times. So a matter of just inside of 600 feet, you want to be on high chirp. Outside 600 feet, you should be on low chirp.
Scott, sometimes when I'm marking fish, I see that there's some interference on the screen or something that I'm not happy with. Is there any way that I can sharpen that image or get rid of certain things and be more confident that I'm marking fish?
Now, besides the fact that I'm set on my high chirp and I'm marking the bait, I have some stuff I don't like. These blues, I don't want them on there. I know that there's nothing there. So now we can go to more options, scroll up to color erase. We're gonna turn that on and we're gonna get rid of the colors we know aren't doing anything. And they're generally the blues. So I'm gonna click on my blues and greens. Now they're off. Now next time the bait come by, it's just gonna be red marks. And it all depends on water clarity, how murky it is. You're going to have to choose what colors you know you don't want. Now we're looking at the bait going underneath. It's just the reds. We don't have that random blue, which is just leading you to think there's something there that isn't. Now that's how I like to set it up, right there. I generally take out the blues and half the greens. But for you, each boat's different. But that's as simple as going to your menu, and we'll start right from the beginning. All right. More options. Zoom up. Color marker, color erase. Click on color erase. Check out the color spectrum. I've checked the blues and half the greens off, cleared out. Now my machine is set up perfect.
All right. Thanks, Scott. That will definitely help you to improve the way that your screen looks offshore. You're going to be able to mark fish more confidently. You're going to get better marks. And if you follow along with those instructions from Scott, you're going to catch more fish. So as always, thank you, Scott, for being on the show. And thanks for your wealth of information that you're so generously giving to our whole audience. I learn something every time I talk to you, and I'm sure that the audience feels the same. This episode is always brought to you by Waypoint TV. You can go to Waypoint TV, Ways to Watch, and you can find out how to get Waypoint TV on all of your devices and all of your smart TVs and everywhere that it is offered. And it's a lot of places. So go check that out, waypointtv.com, Ways to Watch, and you will be on the program. All right, see you.